I've always said, the day you start reading Salah or fulfilling your prayer because you want to do it is the day you've arrived at a new level in your connection with Allah. What do I mean? A lot of us, we fulfill our 5 daily prayers not because we want to, because we have to. Very big difference. Very big difference. I'm not saying it's wrong to do something because you have to do it, but the day you now do it, not because you have to only, but because you want to, you enjoy it. It gives you the comfort. It brings you that solace. It brings you contentment. That's the day you've arrived at a new relationship with Allah. So I'm encouraging yourselves and myself, when we fulfill the prayer, let's do it because we want to do it, not because we have to do it alone. Have to meaning it's compulsory, but I'm not doing it just because I want to get over and done with it. No, I'm doing it because, you know what? Really, Allah is so merciful. He's allowed me to breathe. He hasn't charged me for the heartbeat. He hasn't. 36,000 heartbeats. How many heartbeats? Thousands of them. 136,000. If you had to pay a penny, half a penny per 10, we make it cheaper, penny for 100, we would be bankrupt. Do you know that? When one beat of your heart is out of sync, everything comes to an end. Subhanallah. One beat is out of sync. You're rushing from pillar to post, hospital to here, cardiologist to another. Everything's happening. Why? One beat went out of place. But you and I didn't even think of that for these 50 years that we've been alive. We didn't remember Allah because nothing went wrong. So Allah says, when I love you, I'm going to let some things go wrong so that you can come to me. Allahu Akbar. When things go wrong in your lives, my brothers and sisters, it's because Allah wants to bring you closer to Him, not because He wants to chase you away. So bear patience. Patience is part of the remembrance of Allah. That's why the hadith says, "Inna Allah idha ahabba 'abdan ibtala." When Allah loves a slave, a worshipper, He sends tests in that direction so that this worshipper can become softened and closer to Allah. When your problem and difficulty and hardship brings you closer to Allah, it was a gift of Allah. But when your ease sends you further from Allah, it was the punishment.